Psalm 78 is the first and longest of the Psalter's three historical psalms. These psalms rely heavily on the collective memories of events which had happened many generations before anyone thought to begin collecting them, and then finally began organizing them into the more or less cohesive story now found in Torah. Psalm 78 reviews specific events of Israel's history, especially those in which God was seen as being active during the Great Exodus and during the conquest of the lands of the local peoples. In Canada, we would think of them as the First Nations peoples. Psalm 78 also mentions building the temple, King David, and the Babylonian captivity. As we listen, we may notice that our psalmist does not strictly adhere to chronology. In fact, some events are mentioned twice. Historical chronology was not the point. As the opening verses indicate, the psalmist wanted to set down these stories, telling of God's work among them, work which was continuously disrupted by their unfaithfulness to God. So why go over these stories yet again? Because, quote, we should not hide them from the children of the generations to come, end quote. In other words, these are written for the benefit of those not yet born.